So we're continuing in Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Okay. So last week or so, or whenever it was, you know, last week, I'm sorry. Before we digress to Purim, we were doing the Sugya about multiple wives, Lo Yarba Lo Nashim. Okay. And that was the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph, Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. But I think we're up to now. Mishnah Chaval from the base. And we're skipping a little bit of what God does in between. But Mishnah Chaval from the base about Lo Yarba Lo Susim. Okay? You shouldn't have too many horses. Okay? So why don't we do that? Okay, so it's Lo Yarba Lo Susim. So the Pasuk says Lo Yarba Lo Susim. Okay, rock. Here's the whole Pasuk. Rock lo yarba lo susim, but he shouldn't have too many horses. Lo yashiv es ha'am mitzrayim alaman harbo sus, and he shouldn't bring the nation to Mitzrayim in order to increase horses. V'Hashem amar lachem, and Hashem said to you, lo sus yifun lashav edecha zehod, you should not return to go on this way again. Okay, so it seems like Mitzrayim was a big supplier of horses. And if you wanted to get horses, it was, if you want to be in the horse industry, then often you have to go to Mitzrayim. And if the nation is involved in it, maybe they bring the nation down to Mitzrayim, something like that. So we're saying, lo yarba lo susim. So again, that seems like that's the reason for it, but not that's the halacha. The halacha is not only going down to Mitzrayim, the halacha is you can have a lo yarba lo susim. Right? Okay, so the Gemara, this Mishnah, the Gemara is going to get into the parameters. What does it mean, lo yarba lo nashim? Okay. What are the parameters of the sisser? And, what are the parameters of the sisser? So it says like this. And also, not only that, there's also the kesef v'zahav lo yarba lo me'ot. Okay, that's the other pasuk, lo yarba lo nashim. He shouldn't have a lot of wives. Lo yasir lebavo, shouldn't turn his heart. The chesef is a hub, lo yarba lo mod, and gold and silver, he also shouldn't have a lot of. Right? What does that mean? So the Mishnah says, lo yarba lo susim, ella kedei markavto. So he can't have plenty, many horses, but he could only have that which is for his chariots. Right, for his merkavta, for his chariot. Right? Okay. V'chesev ezov lo yarba lo me'od. And he shouldn't have a lot of chesev ezov. Ela kedei litan aspanya. Okay, I'm saying a little change here. Aspanya. Okay, hotza'ah is like expenses, I think they want to say here. Let's see, Rashi says, Schar chayalos midei shana b'shana. So the wages for his army, his workers, each year according to their year. Hanechnasim hayotzim imo kalashana. The ones that come and go with him all year. So he has like expenses, basically. His budget, he has to have a budget. He has to pay his expenses. And he has to have the amount of money which is going to cover his annual expenses. Right? But not more than that. Right? He's not just allowed to have a storehouse of money. Right? He just has to have enough to pay for his expenses. Right? Pretty steep. No? I mean, there's no person. What person even has that? You know? Enough money to imagine. Enough money. Only enough money to pay for expenses. No savings. I don't know, it doesn't sound like a savings. It sounds like he just has enough to pay for his expenses. Again, his expenses, again, maybe I'm being too shorthand when I say expenses. I mean, his expenses, it says to pay his workers who are working for him. But it doesn't sound like his expenses can't be to put into his retirement fund. And it doesn't say he could just have expenses to buy, 50 sports cars. It sounds like it's to pay his workers. His expenses are his workers, to pay for his workers. Now, I don't know, maybe he could have a lot of elaborate workers who do a lot of things for him. But whatever his annual expenses are, but just to have a storehouse of money like a trust fund or whatever, which is building money for retirement or something like that. See, and again, expenses does seem to be limited for his workers. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Could you get workers and say he's hiring, a 10-piece band to play music for him every night? I don't know. Maybe he could do that stuff. Maybe that's true, and that's his staff. But still, it seems to be wiping out savings at least. I know it should say chayalos. It means chayalos means soldiers. But like, what about his bakers? And it's like he has other staff. Does it literally mean only his soldiers? And who's going to pay for all those other staff?
The Rambam and Hilchos Malach.
Okay, good. So Gersh is saying Gimel Dalet. Why don't we read Gimel also while we're at it? So V'lo Yavelo Susim Elakadei Markavto. Okay, so he can't have plentiful horses, but for his chariot. Afilu sus echad panoi, v'yosrats lefanov, k'der she'osim shar malachim aser. Even one extra horse, which just runs in front of him, like other kings do, just have an entourage of a horse, to whatever, one horse, to just run before him, is aser. V'yosif lokan, if he has that, he's a malachim. Okay, so it seems like they had these horses that run in front of him just to show some sort of respect. I don't know. That's awesome. But lo yabelo kesef is off. L'hanyach b'gnazav, u'lehiz ga'ospo, u'lehiz. He also can't increase gold and silver to put in his treasury and to have gaiva, right? To aggrandize himself. Or to adorn himself, his nose bow, right? Also, he can't do that. Ella k'deshe yiten l'chayalos shalo, to give to his soldiers, ula'avadav, and to his servants, ula'shamashav. Another kind of servant, right? I guess there's some subtle difference between maybe shamash, like personal service, and avadav is whatever, right? So you see that he's learning chayalos doesn't mean lav dafka chayalos. Aspanya, even if Aspanya means that, and Rashi says star chayalos, I don't think he'd say, so he says hanichnasim yotzim imo. I don't think he'd say it means the mamish, the soldiers, because I mean, you have other workers, and you got, fine. Then he says, v'chol kesef azav sheyarbe le'otzer beis Hashem, any gold and silver that he increases for the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, for the Hashem mucham l'tzarchei tzibor, l'chavosam, or to be prepared for the needs of the tzibor and for their wars, har is a mitzvah l'harbos. So that's a mitzvah. Ain also el harbos la'atzmo beis kenasa. The issur is to increase for himself and his treasury, his own personal storage house, or his bank account, retirement fund, whatever. Shenemar, lo yabela, right? Lo yabela b'mehir be'aloka. And if he does, then he gets malchus. Right, it's amazing. Like all these, like I don't know, dictators or Saudi princes or I don't know these heads of Hamas or I don't know all these like government kings. Kings are to get great wealth for themselves. It's mamish sounds like he doesn't even have like a personal savings account, let alone hundreds of millions of dollars. The whole thing, the chalal, and he doesn't have any treasury. Right, it's for the kingdom, but that's fine for the state. Okay, so I mean, look, we're going to get to this. This is a sugya going to be about. This is what we're going to get into the different parameters of this. But okay, let's finish up the Mishnah. So then it says, "V'chosev lo sefer Torah l'shmo," and he writes for himself a sefer Torah for his name, for him, a personal sefer Torah. Yotzei l'melchama, when he goes out to war, motzia imo, he brings it with him. Nichnas, who, when he comes in, Machnisa Imo comes with him. Yoshev Bedin, when he sits in judgment, Imo is with him. Mesa, when he's like leaning, we can egg down, it's there. Shneva Haisa Imo the Karabo Kaimechaya. So he'll be with him and he'll read from it all the days of his life. Okay? So basically, this Mishnah encompasses three different sets of halachas. Right, one is loyal, he can't have extra horses. One is he can't have extra money, and the other is he has to have the Sefer Torah. Right, he has the Sefer Torah. Yeah. Two of them are mitzvahs, by the way. And mitzvahs. I don't think of having the Sefer Torah as a mitzvah. It looks like I'm just skimming the list of mitzvahs in the Koseres. I don't see that one. But I mean, it's a halacha, whatever. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Good. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows: Tan Rava. Lo yarbe lo susim. Okay. Yochol afiluk de merkavto ufarashav. Right? So you might think he can't even have extra horses for his chariots. And his parashav is like his horseman. Like that. This is Recha Parashav, right? This sounds like the chariots and the horsemen. Something like that. Or his what's that? The army? Yeah.
The military ride on horses.
Yeah, the military ride on horses. So his cavalry. Right. So his chariots and his cavalry.
Horsemen.
So the whole cavalry, basically, including the chariots, the horses that pull the chariots and the horsemen. Right? So you might think that he can't even have those, right? Which is interesting. What would that mean? He can't have a cavalry? We'll see. Talmud Lomar. Lo. Yarbe lo, Susan. To him. Lo eino marbe. Aval marbe hu k'dei richbo farashav. He can't increase for himself, but he could increase for his chariots and his horsemen, right? Rashi. Lo. Mashma laharchiv daito. To broaden his mind. Ule his gadel beriboy susim. And to make himself great with a plentitude of horses. Okay. Fine. Okay, so that's the first step. This Gemara is going to be a few steps, you know? A few steps. So let's just take the steps. We'll read all the steps, and then we'll have to come back and analyze them. Okay? So, Hamani Mekayim Susim, right? What does it say? Why does it teach us by using Susim in plural, right? So, 1 second. Susim habatlanim. It says susim, plural, to teach us susim, which are bottle. Rashi. Oh, there's no Rashi on this. Okay. So it's teaching us that it's referring to susim, is referring to susim habatlanim. Which means, which are just batal, not doing anything, right? That's the Isser, okay? Isser is horses that aren't doing anything, okay? They're batal, okay? Somehow, we have to see how, but somehow susim implies that, right? Susim, plural, label susim, implies that it's susim habatlanim, okay? How do I know even one horse, which is batal? Once you say susim, which refers to susim habatlanim, what about if I have one horse, which is batal? I don't have susim. I just have a sus. Right? One sus, which is batal. How do I know that's also? So the Mar says... Talmud Lomar Liman Harbo Sus, right? So it says Yashivasam Mitzrayim Liman Harbo Sus, singular. So it says Sus. So even one horse, which is batal, is a problem. Okay, so you're probably wondering. Once you say even one sus, which is batal, is violating lo yarba, susim lamali. Then why, what's it teaching me by saying susim, plural, right? Right, why does it have to say sus and susim? So it says, lavar belosa say al kol sus vesus. Okay? to teach me that I violate a lo sase for each and every sase. Right? In other words, you might think, if it's just a lo sus, you might say, once he has one extra sus, he's over. But since it's a lo yabalo susim, plural, it's teaching me that each and every sus that's extra is another lav. Right? It's funny, I don't get the flow exactly, because didn't it start off by saying susim teaches me about lanim? So isn't that what taught me about lanim? Now, that's why I said susim. Now it says, oh, but it's about lanim, but about even one sus. Oh, it says sus. Then it says, oh, well, I say susim. Oh, susim teaches me a chayev for all of them. So I don't know, wasn't susim somehow teaching us that they're susim bat lanim? Right? Okay, so I don't know. Susim. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Did I skip something? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Yeah. I skipped. Take it down from the top. I'm sorry. Lo yavelo susim yachol fil gnei mekavto prasha. Maybe it's even usher for his cavalry. Tamalomar lo. Lo ino marbo marbo kadei rechbo prasha. No, he's allowed to have for his cavalry. So hi, Hamani Mekhaim Susim. So then what is the Esser of Susim? If he's allowed to have a cavalry, then what is the Esser? Susim Abalanim? It means a bottle horse is not part of his cavalry, it's a bottle. Okay, so Minay Shafil Susach, I don't know even one. Who bottle Shulay Arba, that's also Asur. Tam Loma Laman Arba Sus, singular. Yechimiachar Shafil Susach, who bottle Kaibulay Arba, Susim Lamli. So why does it have to say Leibel Susim? It just says Leibel Sus. Why does it say Susim? Lava losa kosov sus. To teach you over a losa, say for each and every sus. Okay? Fine. Now the Gemara continues. Taima the kosov rachmana lo. The reason why something, we have to see what, was since it said lo. Lo is teaching me that the only iser is to for his own personal purposes, right? Is it what if it didn't say lo, I would have thought that he's not allowed to have a cavalry? I mean, that sounds crazy. How could a king not have a cavalry? He's going to have an army. I mean, well, that seems impossible. Do you really need a limud to teach me that if the iser is that the iser is only personal, but for the kingdom, he's allowed? Obviously, he's allowed to have a cavalry. So now, Samar says, "Lo tshricha le'afushe." It's teaching me for increase. What does that mean? Okay, so let's see Rashi's. Okay, so first of all, Rashi lo right at the beginning, mashma lahachad daitel skad l'rivisus. Now the iser is to increase, extend his mind, make him bigger. Fine, that's one. Hasusim ba'imi mitzrayim l'aretz Yisrael. And this is Rashi just giving us a little information, I think. The susim come from Shluchem Liknos Losusim. And you have to send messengers to go buy the horses. The over and below, so Sivalosim Odalam, they're violating Isser going back down there. Okay? So that's what he's saying. Why? What's wrong with it? Okay. Then he says, fine. Have me and I feel like they ruchbo lo? Vidmiya. Malchus below Rechav Parsha Michashiva. Could you have a Chashav of Malchus without the cavalry? How could you possibly think that you can have a Malchus without cavalry? This is the Fushe Rechav Parsha Mesusim Lirko Veharvacha below Bitzimtzum. So it means to have horsemen and chariots, right? Like a cavalry, which is riding on it with. I guess, an extensive cavalry, as opposed to a minimal cavalry. Like a maximal cavalry as opposed to a minimal cavalry. Right? Which I think means, I think it means, tell me if you guys agree, that when you have a cavalry, so maybe you could pull it off with 100 horses in your cavalry. But it would be better if you have like extras. Right, you have backups. Maybe you have 10 backups that they ride on. When these horses get tired, you bring in the backup horses or something to that effect. So it's not necessary. If you're really being mitzumtzum, then you can get by with 100. But if you want to have like rotations or whatever, then it'll be better if you have 110. So you might think that that's part of the Isser. That's the Yarbel Susan. That's a harbos. You're increasing that which is necessary. So Kamash Malan lo Yarbel lo Susan. The Isser is only if it's personal. But if it's for the cavalry, even if it's for an extensive cavalry, that's also okay. You don't have to be cutting corners in the cavalry. The cavalry has a right, as long as it's not personal. Horses for your own personal aggrandizement. So you have a right to be extensive in your cavalry. But it can't be batal. It has to be like they're used. Again, those 10 extra horses aren't sitting around doing nothing. They're going to be doing stuff. They're going to be the backups when you have some sort of rotation. Right, you have some sort of rotation there. But they'll be there to help cover you, whatever. Like your second line, your third line, your fourth line, whatever. They're used at times. So that is going and explaining, I guess, what the original Hav Min Haskana was. It's kind of funny the way it's structured here. It's like starts off by having that Hav Min about his own chariots, right? And then he goes through a lot of the details, and then it comes back to the first Hav Min and says, one second. Would I really think that the issue would apply to the ones for the country? He says, oh, no. You might think that he has to be stingy, kamash malan not. Right? Yeah. So, well, maybe we should define that one first. Okay? I mean, it seems like the Gemara, even though it starts with that and it ends with that. But, I mean, the end is really just explaining Avmin, all right? So Havmina would be that even in the chariots or the Kivan's cavalry has to be minimal. Right? Kamash Malan, no. It's only an Isser. The personal horses. Okay, so maybe just to formulate this, similar to what Gersh is saying. But the Havmina is that Isser is like the Maisa of Marba Susan. Okay? What does it mean, Marva Susan? What does Marva? What does Reboy mean? Right? It can't mean a number, 53, 77, 113. I mean, it depends. By wives, you could say a number, 18, whatever. But it can't say Marva Susan. It depends on the size of his army. There's no number. Depends on the size of his army. Depends on his enemies. So Marva Sus means more than is necessary. Right? Is the Maisa of Harba Sus means you have to figure out how many horses do you need. And anything more than that is being Marba Susum, right? Figure out your needs, and then you can't be Marba, right? So, any right, and that's, I think, what a little bit of it can say is like, look, whatever is more, like you need to, so to speak, justify every horse that you have. And once you have more than you really need, so then that's called being Marba, right? So it doesn't matter if it's for yourself or it's for your kingdom. Either way, that's being Marba. You're just getting extra. You can get due with 100, you're getting 110. So that's Marba. I'm not sure, actually. He says, like, Fushe Rechlev Uparashim Vesusim Lirko Veharvacha Velopitsimsim. It's like to ride with in style, so to speak, or with extra, as opposed to with the minimum. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily the backup. I'm not sure. Like, I mean, you could argue you need backups. That's necessary. I don't really know. I'm no expert. But, like, I don't know. Let's say you have a hockey team. You say a hockey team just has one line. I mean, that's not true. You can't play with one line. You need backups. I mean, that's not extra. That's the nature of the thing. So, I mean, it could be in horses, you need backups. It could just be that's the nature of the thing. But beharvacha sounds like it means like you're riding in style. You're riding with extras, right? As opposed to betzimtzum means you get what you need. Like you get what you need. So maybe it's 100, 110, but it's not like the 10 are just the natural backups that every day, you know, you can't play every single day. Of course, I mean, if that same horse can't ride every single day, well, then that's what you need. What I'm saying is like harbos means more than is needed. Right. Again, their needs are primary needs and secondary needs. But the point is, there's something which is not needed. It's just, why do we have so many? Because we want to have a big cavalry. How many do you need? Well, how many do you need for your war effort? You need 100, so why do you have 110? Well, we just figured we might as well have extras. No, that's what's awesome, right? But look at the Hamin. The Hamin is it's a mice of the marbesas. What does it mean, marbe? It means there's no necessity for them. It just you figure you want to have harvacha. So that's Avmina. It's an iser to be a maisa harbosus. We have to be a economical Jewish army. The Jewish army doesn't have any extras. There's nothing extravagant. There's nothing more than is needed. That would be the Havmina. That other armies just are wasteful, so to speak. They got horses and horses and horses. How many they need? I don't know. They just get whatever. They just keep getting more and more and more. It's like they become bloated, if you will. But the Havmina is that the Jewish army can't be a bloated cavalry. It has to be a cavalry, which is Chachma, how much does it need? And that's it. But the Kamashmal, there's no Isser like that. There is no Isser of being a Maisa. If it just said Lo Yarba Susim, that's what you'd say. It's a Maisa of being Marba. But the Maskana is saying there's no Isser like that. There's no halacha that has to be Bedachkos or Betimtum, like the exact amount. And you can't do a Maisa of Marba. The Isser is Lo Yarba Lo Susim. It's the susim are the maisa, but the kiyum of the marva susim is the low. It's like it's a form of self-aggrandizing. That's really the iser. The low is the iser. He can't be increasing his profile or whatever through extra horses, increasing his ego through extra horses. So the maisa might be the method of increasing the low is through harbo sus, but it's a harbo sus low, which has a function and an objective. There's, so to speak, a kiyum of the harbo sus, which is the low. And that's what the Torah is answering. You can't self-aggrandize through horses, through your base system. So the maisa, the formal action is the maisa of buying the horses. But the kiyam, it's really like just a form of building up the self. And that's what the Torah is offering, a certain method of building up the self. But if you're just making extra horses, not to build up the self, just because you want to do a maisa harbo sus, to build up Kal Yisrael, to build up the fear of Kal Yisrael in the eyes of the nation or whatever, that there's no esrar, there's no din like that. There's no din that we have to be an economical army, which has just a limited amount of horses that's necessary. If you're only giving extravagant army, that's also okay. Extravagant cavalry, that's also okay. It's a personal lesson. And I guess it makes sense. And some, I mean, you could have learned that other way, but the sense of it, it's a check on the gavra of the king. It's not a din about the Jewish. There's no rule about the Jewish army. The Jewish army has to be a tight army. That's not the din. It's a din about personal, about the gavra of the king. That the Torah is answering. Yeah. Questions. So Sam asking, what would be the Hamina? Why would that be wrong? Like, what would be, according to Hamina, what would be like the philosophy of that? What's wrong with having a big extra horses? So I can see two things wrong with it. It reminds me a little bit of, I happened to just read a biography of Elon Musk. And he's very much about this, is like about cutting costs. And he has like this algorithm or whatever. Like any part of the rocket or of the Tesla or whatever, that it's not necessary, you have to cut it down. It's like he doesn't want to have anything which is not necessary, and he's like cut off all the components one at a time. And if you don't have to put any, sometimes you're worried you're going to cut something out and now you're going to have to put it back. He says if you're not putting back 10% of them, you didn't cut enough. Like you have to just be cut extra, and it's like in the spirit of being economical, which is ultimately I guess as a profit a motive, but it's just like. He's trying to get to like the perfect bare necessities of what's necessary to have a rocket, which has benefits, like for a rocket to go to outer space, it'll be lighter and whatever. But it's his philosophy about every business that he's building is to cut it down to the bare necessities. And that's, you know, and that's like the most economical, efficient, whatever. So you could argue it's like in a certain sense, there's a chachma to it. And maybe you'd say it's like the Jewish army has to be an army of chachma. And the chachma is that we don't just stop and throw away money. We don't just stop and buy extra horses for no reason. That's our mitzvah. So we can't be marva susim. That's one thought. But I think maybe on a deeper level is like these other armies, I feel part of the idea is like there's a certain gvura which is conveyed by having a big army. Like the American army. I don't know what you're saying. There's a certain greatness which is cast to the world that we've got such a massive budget, such a massive army. Look at us. Look how powerful we are. We've got money that's, you know, money going to the military that we don't even know what it's going for, but it's there. And it's just like, there's like an extravagance to it. And that builds up like an image of greatness. So you might say, like, that's not for Klal Yisrael. Look, we need an army because practically we have to fight. But ultimately, our greatness is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have practical necessity for, you know, for we don't just deny the laws of nature. We have to get an army in order to fight. But when anything which is going beyond the necessity and just going into just conveying a sense of our greatness, maybe say the Torah answer that. We don't do that. We don't convey power and might through having just you know, greatness through having a big army. Our greatness is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our army is based upon the practical necessity. Right? But Kamashalan, there's no Isra like that. It's not true. We could do that. There's no Isra like that. If you want to do that, you can bulk up your army. That's fine. You unroll up your cavalry. That's okay. It's a personal Isra, which is the problem. It's not answering that. So I think that's more, you know, the Elon Musk thing, I think, is just like a Chacham Dick thing. But it's, it'd be hard to see it be an Isra like that. But I think that like, it's kind of the concept of these bulked up army. It's there's image which comes along with it, which isn't our idea. You could argue that. You could argue the Maskana is that's part of a good army. A good army is that you're scary and you have a lot of horses. And that maybe that's part of that is part of it. It's not that we're denying trust in Hashem. It's just that's part of that's a military tactic is to just be scary and big. Could be that. Could be that. Or it could just be there's no Isser. Could be maybe a Nechanami. It's not necessarily just a psychological thing. But Torah didn't answer that. You know what the Torah answered. The Torah's Isser is based on the Gavra of the Melech. They have a low Susan. It's not a law about how the military strategy of Klal Yisrael. It's not Asserin now. It's a personalized Isser. So maybe it's not philosophically the highest level for the military to get into it. Or maybe it is. Whatever. It's not what the Torah is Asserin. Okay, so that's that step. So that's the first step of the Gemara, right? The first step of the Gemara is to limit the Isser to low, to his personal, horses. That's the first step. So then it says, right? Right. So then it says, Elikade low and Marva Marva who the Rukh Parsha, Amani Makayim Susim. So what then is the Isser of Susim? Susim habatlanim. Susim, which are batal. Yeah, see, I still think this is another way to read the Gemara, because it doesn't say what it means exactly. But it's saying, what does it mean, Layabala Susim? What's the Isser? The Isser is Susim habatlanim. Right? So what does that mean, Susim habatlanim? Like, practically, what does it mean? Like, let's say, for example, let's say that idea of the backups. Right, so let's say personally, now you're talking about the king. So the king has the right to have a horse, right? Now, let's say the horse, you want to have a backup horse, right? But you switch up. Let's say you swap horses. On Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, you ride horse A. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Sundays and Thursdays, you ride horse B, right? So that's not quite a Swiss bottle, but it might be... It might be Marba in some sense. Maybe you could get by with one. Maybe you get by with one. But it seems like it's Asering Susim HaBatlonet. Means a horse which is bottle. Right? So maybe somehow Susim is teaching you that it's only Asar if the horse is bottle. Yeah, that's what I was saying, like Gersh is saying, describing. It's like the history is like to have a horse collection. Like you said, like nowadays, like a car collection. Guy has a car collection. He's not driving all these cars. It's like a guy who owns 50 cars. He drives all the cars. I mean, I doubt it. I mean, he drives whatever car he drives. He has them to say, hey, look at my car collection. It's like it's bottle. It's not for the sake of usage, but it's for the sake of aggrandizement, to have a collection. It's asering la yarbe lo susim, like plural. Like a plurality. That's why I think generally a collection is more than one. You don't just have, you have two cars and you ride one of them on some days, another one on the other days. That's okay. It's the collection which is the Esser. And that's typically Susim. That's the Sus Batal. Batal means it's not for function. It's for the sake of showing off your horses or Chavas Das or whatever. To show people that he's got a lot of horses. That's what it's asering. But it's not asering even personal horses, it sounds like. It's not saying he can't have two horses if he switches off. Like, again, a guy could have two cars. Some people have two cars, and when they ride one, again, they ride on different occasions. It's like you have two suits. Or whatever. That's not the Isser. The Isser is like just a collection. Yeah, I missed the Rashi. I mean, unless someone has a question, this. I missed the Rashi. We skipped the Rashi before. So, is that, anyone have a question on this before we move back to that? Good question.
It's clearly excessive, but you are using them.
It's a good question. Let's say you have 30 horses. You use each one a different day of the month. So it's not a sus bottle. It's just excessive. Extravagant. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that's usher. Sounds like that's that you're using. Now, it's true. It's an extravagant type of usage. But it's saying is. It sounds like it's saying it's a sus bottle. Susim, it could be just generally many horses means that it's a collection, it's bottle. We have many horses, we need many horses for. So the many horses generally is it's going to be a sus bottle. But the Isser is really the sus bottle. But if you have 30 horses, then none of them are bottle. It's just you have an extravagant type of way to use them. I don't know. Let's say you use them all. You know, basically use one, and then one day a year you just go on a parade and you bring them all to your New Year's Day parade. And I don't know, maybe that would be different. I'm not sure bottle has to mean you never ever use it, but I would think if you have them part of your regular usage, so then right, to me that sounds like that's bottle. That's not bottle as long as it's part of your regular usage, I would think. But again, if you just bring them to show off on New Year's Day and whatever, you go to the car show and you bring all your 50 cars to the car show, and that's bottle. Basically, it's bottle. It sits in the garage all the time. You show it off, and you just have to drive it to Watkins Glen or whatever to show it off with all the other cars. That doesn't count, I don't think. So take a look at this Rashi. We missed the Rashi on Lishna Achrina, because again, the Gemara ends up saying La'afushe is the Isser. And Rashi said La'afushe means where you're just to have like an extravagant, chariots or whatever, right? That's a Havmi. Gemara is asking now, what was the Havmi? Of course, he needs cavalry. But says, no, you might think he has to have a stingy cavalry. Kamash Malan, he's allowed to have a generous and extravagant cavalry. That's okay. That's La Harbacha. That's La Fushe. I'm sorry. La Fushe was the Havmi, that you wouldn't be allowed to do a Fushe. You wouldn't be allowed to have a bulked up cavalry. So, La Lishna Achrina Le Afuche Garcina. When you ride one horse, and you drag with it a second horse by hand, and you alternate which one you ride on, to give rest to your friend, to its friend, right? So we're saying that's the Havmina. That you might think that it's usur to have two horses. Let's say you want all the people in your army. Again, this is still an army, it seems. You might say, look, you have 100 guys, guys who ride on horses, and you have 200 horses. Each guy gets two horses, and they always ride on one, and they pull the other. And this way, they could switch out, right? They could switch out, and one gets tired, and he could ride the other one. So you might think that's usur. Amash Malan, no, that's mutter, right? As opposed to the other Havamina, see, that's what I thought. I started saying that, but I think I was remembering the other Rashi. See, according to the first Girsa, that's not even the Havamina. The Havamina is where you just have extras, right? Yeah, the horses, 100 horses. You need 100, 110. Let's just get 10 extras. Why? Because we want extras, right? So you might think that's Asur. Amash Malan, no, that's not Asur. But according to the second Gersa, it's saying, no, you might think it's usher to have backups. Kamash Malan, no, that's not usher. All right? But it's a good question. According to the second one, is the first thing usher? Again, at least the second one is better. It's more reasonable because at least there's a sense to it. You're saying, is like, I want to have a backup. It's helpful to have a backup because sometimes they get tired. But the first way, it's not a backup. It's just you're just being extravagant. So according to the first way, it's saying even that is okay, is mutter, right? According to the first Havmina. But according to the second one, it's not even talking about that. It's not talking about extravagance for the army. It's just talking about backups, and it's saying the backups are okay. But is it Usr? That's what's so funny. Is according to the second one, is the first one Usr? I mean, if the limud is low, that it's only Usr for him, I don't know, where would that be Usr? You know, why would it be Usr? You mean, according to the first one, there's no Havimina that a backup would be Usr. Because that, in some sense, you could argue is a necessity, a type of a necessity. Yeah. The only Havimina is about extravagance, about extras. But according to the second one, there was even a Havimina that you wouldn't be able to have about the resting, the backups, right?
Right.
But the Maskana, maybe once the Gemara says the Maskana is low, that the Isser is low, then maybe Pasha, both sides are going to say they're both Mutter. Even the second one, which isn't even talking about extravagance, it could be still the second one is still going to hold that you're allowed to do the extras because it's low, the limit is low. But you're saying is the differences in terms of the Havimina. Was there a Havimina that it would be Usr to do the backups? That sounds a little bit like Ken's thing. It's like, according to the Havimina, it's like you really have to justify anything that you must only have that which is absolutely necessary and nothing more. Right? And that by that logic, even the backup really wouldn't be allowed. But the other way, the first way, is saying, no, no one thought that. That's too much. The Isser would have been that it has to be really extra. Right? According to the first Havimina, that's not saying you have to be super duper stingy. You just can't have extra. But once it's a backup, that's not extra. Extra means where you're just not thinking. You're just, no, I'm just getting extras. So according to the first gear, so that's the Havimina. But there's no Havimina about the backup. It's like he's like you're saying, Sam, is that you could argue that's also important. It's not just extra. But according to the second one, it sounds like the Havimina was that Mamish, you need almost need a Matir to have any horses. And anything more than is absolutely necessary wouldn't be allowed. Right? And that would be called Marba. Right? Marba, I guess this question is Marba means stam extraneous, or Marba means anything more than is absolutely necessary? Right? It's pretty steep. It's hard to see that second way, you know? But that could be like the Chachma. That's kind of like the Elon Musk approach. Maybe that's that, you know? That Havimina is really the thing is you got a Mamish B, like as whittle it down to the smallest possible amount. But that's saying, that's nothing. The Gemara is saying is not true. But I mean, yeah, it sounds like it's a question, but it was Havimina. Do you have to Mamish B down, whittle down to this minimal? Or is the Havimina just that you can't have extras? You can't have extravagance. Maybe that's the difference in those two. Remember that the new S will be wrong with it. Could be that's the question. I have two answers. One is the Elon Musk approach. You just have to be very economical and efficient, in which case you would say you can't even have the backups. It's also, it's like it's more than you really need. Or is the Havimina that the Torah is ushering like extravagance in cavalry? And as long as it's a backup, that's not extravagance. Extravagance is where there's really no need. But either way, the Maskana is neither of those are ushering. It's just an issue in the personal. So why don't we stop here? And again, we still have a few more steps in this Gemara. So hopefully on Wednesday, we could try to, you know, push get through the other steps. Sounds good?